here's a story from The World.
Lula is back. That would be Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's charismatic former and future president. Lula's recent victory has been seen as an important win for environmental protection. Lula is already talking the environment on the international stage at the UN Climate Summit this week in Egypt. He's been a welcome special guest. He spoke there earlier today.
Today I am here to say that Brazil is ready to join once again to the efforts to build a healthier planet, a world with more fairness, to welcome with dignity the totality of inhabitants, and not only a privileged minority.
There are a number of environmental policies that Lula's government could pursue. Michael Fox reports.
Under current President Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil went from being a leader in the international battle against climate change to a pariah. Lula said on his election night, it's time to turn the page.
O Brasil está pronto para retomar o seu protagonismo na luta contra a crise climática.
Brazil is ready to resume its leading role in the fight against the climate crisis, protecting all of our biomes, especially the Amazon rainforest, said Lula. Brazil and the planet need a living Amazon. A tree standing is worth more than a ton of legally harvested timber by those who think only of easy profit, he said. That was music to the ears of the environmental community. People like Juliana Quereshu. She's a Guarani leader who's representing Brazil's indigenous peoples at COP27.
Em estado que não se prestava ao diálogo com os povos originários do país.
The Bolsonaro government had no dialogue with the indigenous peoples of the country, she said during a press conference at the summit this week. In this moment of transition, we are hopeful for more democratic days. Indigenous communities and environmental advocates say Bolsonaro's government has been a disaster. State agencies were gutted and defunded. The country's emissions of greenhouse gases are at a nearly two-decade high, largely due to out-of-control fires and deforestation. The week following Lula's electoral win, there were over 1,200 blazes in just the Amazonian state of Rondônia, a tenfold increase over the last year. It's suspected many came in response to Lula's victory.
Mas talvez seja necessário mais tempo, será necessário mais tempo para nós retomarmos o que foi destruído.
Federal University of Amazonas ecology professor Henrique Pereira says Bolsonaro set the country back 50 years in terms of environmental protection, and it could take Lula some time to turn the tide. But he will have help. Back when he led Brazil in the mid-2000s, Lula's chief environmental ally was his then-environment minister Marina Silva, a former union leader of Amazonian rubber tappers. She later broke with Lula's government over political differences. Now, she's back. Sueli Araújo is the former head of Brazil's environment agency and senior specialist at the Climate Observatory, a Brazilian NGO.
Para mim, pessoalmente, é o que me trouxe mais esperança.
That really has brought me a lot of hope, she says. That really touched me when I saw Marina joining Lula's campaign. Following a Lula rally last month, Marina Silva said she had already given Lula a series of documents with clear proposals about how to get to zero deforestation. We're going to recuperate our environmental agencies that were destroyed, and we're going to create a national agency against climate change, she said. Lula is not starting anew. When he came to power 20 years ago, deforestation rates in the Amazon were even worse than today. Lula enacted a series of landmark measures. They cut deforestation rates in half within 2 years. Brazil hit its 2020 goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from deforestation ahead of schedule. Anne Alencar is science director at the Amazon Environmental Research Institute.
It was proven that Brazil can produce food and also conserve forests and its people. So we know how to do it.
But there are new complicated challenges. Above all, the complete lawlessness in the Amazon under Bolsonaro has empowered illegal loggers, miners, and land grabbers. In many areas, they've joined forces with powerful narco-trafficking groups who are likely to push back on government measures to protect the forest. But Lula says he's ready. Former Environment Agency Director Sueli Araújo says Lula's participation in COP27 is a sign that Brazil is once again going to become a world leader in the fight against climate change. Lula is going to lift Brazil into a key role in the climate negotiations, she says, and a leader in decreasing climate emissions and greenhouse gases. Lula is not even president yet, and at COP27, he's received invitations to 10 bilateral meetings. Unlike his predecessor, who outright rejected international support in Amazon protection, Lula has welcomed the world's help in protecting Brazil's forests. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.